Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
We're going to get back into this conversation in regards to the Jonathan Kuminga sit down with Anthony Slater after Larry Bear joins us, and he is on the River as a guest on right now. But before I introduce Larry, I got to tell you, and Larry can listen to this too, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries take on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel and the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pregame starts at 6:30, and Larry Bear, Giants president and CEO, joins us now on the River Islands guest line. Larry, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. Hey, next year, we got to have a Valkyries night, right? For the Giants? We got to come up with something with the Valkyries and Giants.
Yes. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
And I'm glad to be the built-in Kuminga break here.
We need it, so actually. We do. We need that.
So we want to try what we need to do. We could talk to Jess Smith about this. Let's do what they call Terry Francois two-step, because we've had times where the Giants and Warriors haven't been sequenced. So there's Giants game, Warriors game, or Warriors game, Giants game, and you can do both doubleheader. And since there aren't that many planned doubleheaders in baseball anymore, how about a baseball-basketball doubleheader, basketball-baseball doubleheader, doing it with the Valkyries would be awesome. And so maybe, unfortunately, tonight we're a night game, but if you do a Giants day game and a Valkyries night game, that could be fun.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I went to the game on Friday. Yeah, exactly. I went to the game on Friday. It's the Sox. It's downtown San Francisco. I mean, it was windy, but like once you got into the stadium, it was great. I told the boys on Monday morning when we came in, I go, you know, you're a San Franciscan, Larry, and the city means a lot to you. And you guys building that stadium, to me, as a fifth-generation city boy, like, I'll never forget what you guys did to the entire downtown and to Mission Bay and everything. And I just felt like, for the first time since before COVID, the city was alive. The team was buzzing. There were people everywhere. And it was just, it was an incredible atmosphere. And Avi, the Rafi Devers acquisition, And the Sox just happened to be in town. It was awesome. But I really felt like the entire city felt very pre-2020 on Friday night. And it was just awesome to see. And have you felt those same vibes around the ballpark lately?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
No, I agree 100%. In fact, I was driving home from the game Sunday, And, you know, as you know, Friday night was a little brisk, but, you know, lots of great energy, as you say. Driving home from the game Sunday after the day game, actually, Buster sent me a text and said, and we were texting back and forth, and this is how it's supposed to feel. This is, I think this is how it felt when he was a player, right, in the days of the championships. And it was just the energy. What I love is the fans are into it. They're into making a day of it in the city, and you don't have to live in San Francisco to do it, right? So you're coming in, when you're coming in from Monterey or Fresno or Sacramento or Reno or whatever, you hang out in the city. And, you know, those of us that love San Francisco, with the pandemic, it was just really, you know, heartbreaking in so many ways. And I do think it's back. People are back on public transit. So, you know, that's part of the experience. And the other piece of it is the team that Buster's put together this year. You know, I was making a note, you know, you walk around the stands, the fans are calling them by their nicknames, you know, or their first names, you know. So, hey, Chappie, let's go Chappie. Let's go Webby. You know, there's a love affair with Jung-Hoo Lee. We have two different fan clubs. We've got the Hooligans and the Jung-Hoo Crew. So, you know, those kinds of things are, you know, sort of what everybody was aiming for, you know, 25 years ago when we opened the ballpark.
You know, Larry, and we're talking to Larry Bear, president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants. You know, I look at Buster Posey right now, and outside of Stephen Curry, I don't think there is a player here in the Bay that is more universally loved right now. And it's not about him being a player, because he's a Hall of Fame player in his own right, but it's what he's doing now as an executive in such a short time, delivering a player like Rafi Devers here in San Francisco. Like, can you just speak to someone that's obviously been at the executive level, but seeing Buster grow before our eyes, making a big swing like that, just your reaction to it all?
Well, you mentioned, you know, Buster and Steph Curry in the same sentence there. And, you know, I think about it a lot. They have a lot in common in the sense that, you know, here's Buster's and Steph both very humble, very thoughtful. And I think that was the key to the Rafi Devers deal is, you know, Buster assembled a team. Obviously, you know, we're, you know, you go 30, 40, 50 games into the season, you see that we want to spark the offense. Not easy to do. Not easy to do with a left-handed elite impact hitter. But, you know, you read things that were happening in Boston, and between Buster and Zach and the group, you know, they began engaging in conversations, again, thoughtfully and
over time. And, I mean, I was shocked that none of this leaked out.
And that, I think, speaks to the, you know, the approach that was taken and the amount of confidence that the two sides had in each other to keep it quiet. Because if it leaked out, there would have been a whole other set of dynamics. Not that it wouldn't have happened, but, you know, you never know. And so we were, and it was strategic and it was thoughtful. And we're, you know, we really feel very, very blessed to have Buster in that seat today.
Larry, I mean, you're obviously a historian of the franchise. You know, the Kent deal with Matt Williams, I mean, I was devastated that Matt Williams left, and not knowing that Kent would end up being one of the great trades of all time in Giants history. The Kevin Mitchell trade, I think about when they traded him away, but they got Billy Swift and Dave Burba and Mike Jackson. But really, like, I feel like this Rafi deal, probably the biggest acquisition since Bonds. I mean, you've been here that entire time. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we were involved with the Bonds deal, and they're very different in the sense that Barry was a free agent. And so we were, you know, just going hard. But just in terms of impact, yes. I think that it's, you know, this is the, you know, on that order. Because, you know, Rafi, the first thing, and this is the case when we acquired Barry, you know, we signed him initially to a six-year deal. And we did several more deals after that. But we knew he was going to be around for a while. We know Rafi's going to be around for a while. You know, we're picking up 8 years of the contract. And we're excited about that. And we're excited about the fact that, not unlike in some of those years where Buster, you know, brought home championships, and even in the years when we opened the park with Barry and Jeff Kent, et cetera, we're going to have a group together for a while. You know, contractually, we have, you know, Matt Williams, Matt Chapman, Matt Williams stands near Matt Chapman when the Giants are up in the third base coaching box. But Matt Chapman, Willie Adames, Jung-Hoo Lee, Rafi, Logan Webb, I mean, these guys are all signed, you know, out into the future. So, you know, Elliot Ramos is, we have years of future with him as well. So it's, you know, these are players the fans can get their arms around, players that can become leaders in the clubhouse. They're not going anywhere. And those kinds of dynamics, we think, play well. And I think, you know, frankly, have something to do with, you know, why we're, you know, off to a good start this year.
No, I'm really excited. I think Ramos is going to be one of your all-stars. And we'll get into that in a second. But, like, when you roll the red carpet out for Rafi Devers, as kind of like, you know, the OG of the crew, you know, Buster's been here a while, but you've been here since the beginning. I mean, where do you take Rafi? Do you take him to House of Prime Rib? Or are we taking him, you know, out into to La Taqueria? Or are we going, you know, to Original Joe's? Like, no, I'm serious. Where when you want to, like, show somebody the full San Francisco experience, Larry Bird, where are you taking him?
All those places are great. We're, I think, you know, one thing we've done, we did with Willie, I mean, is when Willie Adames came out for the press conference, that was in the off season, so there's some time. We actually took a quick run up to the Wine Country. I didn't go, but he took some family members and a couple of Giants crew that know the Wine Country well and had a really nice experience up there. The thing with Rafi, you know, I mean, literally, he shows up and in he goes. I mean, he's, you know, arrived late Monday, working on a place to live. Tuesday, the press conference. Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Cleveland Guardians. And then, oh, by the way, here come the Boston Celtics. the Boston Red Sox. And I would venture to say Rafi probably was not, you know, he's going to be in a hotel until he gets his living set up. Probably wasn't going to, you know, prefer to stay in the same hotel as the Red Sox over the weekend. I think Rafi figured a good place for him that probably was not the Red Sox hotel.
Talking with Larry Bear here on the Morning Rose, President and CEO of the Giants. Larry, I want to shift a little bit, not super serious, but, you know, we've had some knuckleheads out here when it comes to the fans, and not at Giants games in particular, but, you know, we had a fan a couple weeks ago at the Braves game when the Braves were in town. Someone threw a ball onto the field during live play. I don't know if you saw the situation yesterday in Chicago with the White Sox and with the Diamondbacks. A fan was yelling at Ketel Marte, talking about his mom who had passed in a car accident about 8 years ago. It got to Marte so much where he started crying on the field. I would just like to get your thoughts on where fan decorum is at right now. And again, we're talking about a couple, not the whole fan experience, but it feels like lines have been blurred sometimes when fans go to games and they think it's like this make-believe thing. Well, I got this ticket. I could do whatever I want. Just what goes around Larry Bear's mind when he sees like these things happening around the sport and even in your own ballpark?
Yeah, I did not see this in Chicago. I'm aware of some of these other incidents and the Jared Durant incident and Boston Red Sox player. I think that was in Chicago. It's super sad and it's unfortunate. And obviously, there's no place for it. You know, we want the ballpark to feel like a version of escape, of Disneyland, of joy. And that doesn't mean you root hard for your team and, you know, boo the Dodgers and cheer the Giants and yell. But when it gets personal and when you're going after a player in a personal way, that not only does that affect the player, should he hear it, he or she, but when you have a situation where everybody around you is cringing and it ruins the experience for all the other fans. And you think about the children. I mean, the one thing about baseball, I think in some ways a little different than some of the other sports, is that, you know, we had over the weekend a huge percentage of kids at the games. You know, they're getting the Jung-Hoo Lee jersey on Sunday, and they're getting the caps on Saturday, and they want the, you know, and mothers and fathers want to bring their children to the game, and they hear that. And then what does that say? And what does that mean? And what is that? You know, that just robs everybody of the experience. So, you know, it's just, I you can't police the world, But we see it and we hear that. If it gets personal in the way you just described in some of those incidents, you know, that person's going to be asked to leave, and that person may not be allowed back in.
Yeah.
It's well said. We've got a couple of big things coming up here. We got July 12th, because the Dodgers are going to be in town. Woo-hoo. The Barry Bonds bobblehead. Like, that is going to be freaking awesome. You can get tickets at sfgiants.com. And then you got the Mets coming into town later on in July on the 26th, and you're doing the Steph Curry bobblehead. Woo-hoo. So I feel obligated to ask, do we have any idea when we're going to do the Barry Bonds statue? I mean, is it coming? Are we doing it? Like, Larry, I mean, that's my guy. I want to see him represented. Is there anything in the works?
You know what? No disagreement from us on that topic. on the radar, I would say on the radar. A statue is, certainly Barry's deserving of a statue. And, I would say should be next up. And we don't have the exact location, the exact date, the exact timing, but you're saying things that we're totally in sync with. So you probably noticed Barry's around a lot.
Yeah.
More recently and this year and last year as well. I think, that he has great relationships, across the team. Pat Burrell, he's known forever. Both grew up in the peninsula. Bob Melvin, known forever. Both grew up in the peninsula. So it's, it's coming. I can say is it's coming.
Yeah, I know a couple people that golf around Barry, and people get frustrated. He books foursomes and only plays with just himself. So let him know that guys want to play with him every now and then. But Larry, I'm watching the Giants game.
Oh my goodness. I don't know if I can curate the tee sheet at whatever club we're talking about. But I'll try. Okay, that's my homework assignment.
I'm just give him some grief on it. I'm watching these games the last 2 or 3 weeks, and I told it to Bonte. I told it to Dave Fleming. We had them both on the air recently. The drone shots. Whose idea was it to get the drones going? I've seen what I thought was every angle of the stadium and of downtown, and no, actually, I had not seen every angle until the drone shots showed up. They are spectacular, and I think that it is just an amazing layer to the broadcast. Whose idea was that?
Huge kudos to our partners at NBC, NBC Sports Bay Area, where Bonte has been on for a number of years. And so what they did was they produced a telecast. We're co-owners of the NBC Bay Area, but it was all them really coming to us and saying, we have an opportunity to do this. And, they have to acquire the equipment. They have to make the arrangements, and we have to prove some of the areas to MLB that, they can actually fly over. And it all worked out beautifully. Last night, they were at it again, just gorgeous shots. And I don't know, for me, that's all part of I was actually here listening to the Fleming brothers talk about the two ballparks, Will Fleming, Dave's brother, broadcast for the Red Sox. And I think there's a magic and a wonder to certain ballparks that we have, and I think that's part of the great part of baseball. And those drone shots bring it out in our park on the water and the vistas and the scene. And it's not just the scene over the water, but it's the scene up the Embarcadero, and then the beauty shots of the city in the background and all that, plus the water. And then you have a situation like on over the weekend where you have all the kayaks in the bay, in Maccabi Cove. And so, but it was NBC. Big credit to Matt Murphy and the crew at NBC that made it happen.
Larry, great stuff. We greatly appreciate the time this morning. Good luck. We'll do it again soon.
Heck yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot. And see you at the ballpark.
Heck yeah. Thank you, Larry.
Giants president and CEO Larry freaking Bear. And I don't say it enough, the drone shots are awesome. Like, can we get another All-Star game there? Like, crown jewel of baseball is right there at Willie Mays Plaza. It really is. And I know it's been, 2007, right? 18 years.
Yeah.
So I think in the next 5 years, I think they'll be part of the cycle again. Sam and I actually went through all the different ballparks since then. I don't think there's been any duplicates I could be mistaken. I don't think there's been any
since the last time the Giants. Time the Giants hosted.
Exactly. I don't think there's been any. Like, they've done it in New York, but it's been the Yankees and the Mets, right? So they do two different stadiums.
Yeah, City
there, right?
Field. Yankee
Correct.
Stadium.
Exactly.
I mean, the fact that it was at Safeco or whatever they call it in Seattle now,
T-Mobile
with the Mariners.
Park now. I think.
Whatever. It's OG Safeco to me. The fact they did that a couple years ago tells me that like it's starting to kind of come back around now. So like it should in the next 5-10 years is my guess. But
when was the last time Wrigley had it? And Fenway was 1999.
Yeah, Fenway's been a minute. I think.
I see. Wrigley, I think it hasn't been since the 80s.
Well, I remember Fenway. Yeah, Wrigley has been a long time.
No,
I remember McGuire
Vaughn's
hitting
a home run.
Exactly. I was going to say.
Fenway, it wasn't too. The 80s. Yeah. It was the 90s.
Yeah, for sure. Fenway, right? You're talking about. I remember
Fenway was 99.
Yeah.
So
McGuire
Ted Williams
was there,
came
Sosa,
out.
Yeah.
Ted Williams came out, and I believe that might have been the same night Jim Gray was all over the place on the field talking to Pete Rose and different people.
1990 since Wrigley. Sam's
so
Wrigley
was 90. There you go.
Damn. That's a long
there
time.
There you go.
35 years.
And they just did a bunch of renovations there several years ago. So, I mean, you got to think Wrigley's got to be coming up soon. Remember, I mean, how's that not in a regular one?
Remember, people were mad at Wrigley because they had made a massive scoreboard. How are you doing that? It's like, yeah, we want to see replays, people. You need a big scoreboard.
Gotta know what the score is.
Yeah, thank you. Right? Like, I love the Ivy. I do think it's cool. Like, Friday afternoon games at home, like, that's their thing.
It's awesome.
I always think that's so damn cool.
I think it's awesome.
Well, it's an event for the city.
Yes.
Everyone's like, shuts down, goes like, gets out of work.
Well, that was the thing about Friday night when I went to the game the other day. Was I had to wait till 7:15 for opening start. And look, the guy was up at 3:30 in the morning. It's like, let's get these games going.
Dude, you
know?
Right? No, that's a big deal. And of course,
I had my naps timed out, bro.
You had your naps timed out during that time. So you were good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.